Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugu, and today's episode is all about resilience and sticking to your goals. Welcome back. So today's episode is a super important topic. I feel like so many people probably want a podcast that's really easy and short just to maybe get them thinking a bit deeper. I don't really want this one to be actionable tips, but I do want people to maybe start thinking and framing resilience and commitments and things like that a little bit different. So I wanted to do this because at the moment, like, I do see a lot of uncertainty in the world. Here in New South Wales, we are still in lockdown. There's a lot of people that are just honestly feeling like giving up. And to be honest with you, I don't blame you. Like, being inside a house, especially if you're not, you know, somebody that wants to go out for exercise because you don't feel comfortable doing that, it does feel like jail. Like, I did a whole day without going outside yesterday, and usually I will have a walk and things, and I can totally understand how much things in our everyday lives can impact our our emotions and our buy-in to our goals and things like that, and make our vision clouded, which ultimately leads to us giving up and quitting, and obviously quitting like in multiple areas in life. And to be honest, like, it's a very natural reaction just in terms of like how our brain works to protect us. And you shouldn't feel bad about, I guess, like allowing that that natural reaction, that natural response to control you. But I think the most positive thing here is that it can be fixed and it can be altered in your favor, meaning that, you know, things that like are probably important to you when circumstances are ideal still stand and still remain important and still remain worth everything that you can do given your current circumstances, you know, as a shot. And I think this is kind of where resilience becomes really important. And obviously there's differences between the ability and how we each can, I guess, put this into practice, and I totally understand that. But at the same time, I think it's so important to realize that like it is possible, and when something's possible, it's, you know, means there's hope for that to work out. And actually, if it is super difficult now and it does feel like, you know, you really just can't do it anymore, that, you know, maybe it's time to really start to challenge yourself and challenge that, you know, natural reaction and really make it worthwhile fighting for. Because you know what, 9 out of 10 times in all situations, people just opt for the easier road or the easier option, and that's so fine. But at the end of it all, what remains standing? Like, what kind of things did you bring along the whole ride, through good, through bad? This can be in anything. Like, it can be in your work, it can be in, you know, with your kids, it can be in your relationships, your friendships, your family life. Like, and sometimes it is worth cherishing the, you know, aspects of what you were once so emotionally attached to and so in love with doing or having, etc. And just being prepared to stick it out through really difficult times where, you know, you maybe can't give your best work or you can't invest everything that you used to be able to, for whatever reason. But just having, I guess, the end vision in at front of mind always, despite what's going on. And that's basically resilience. And obviously resilience is extremely, it's really hard. But I feel like also what's harder is dealing with maybe regrets and knowing that maybe you do have something really good in life. And just because currently it's not been easy, and honestly, nothing good is easy, regardless of how you want to believe in life, you know, things get easier or things will be better, etc. The reality is that nothing good or nothing worth having is actually easy. It doesn't mean that it needs to be torturous, but what's really worth knowing is that no matter who you're with, what you're doing, what your job, what your life is like, you will have extreme difficulties. And I feel like when you kind of realize that, I guess like what it does is it allows us to think on a deeper level about like what we're really not cherishing that we've got, and not, and maybe things aren't 100% perfect or aren't working. Maybe you've got a business that's not making sales or hasn't for a long time, and you just don't have the funds to market it and stuff. Like, if you genuinely love it and you feel like, you know, there is still potential, and there is definitely ways that you're not, things that you're not implementing, or mindset, even like even a mindset toward it that you know isn't 100% in its favor to work, then of course all of that's going to come, you know, crumbling down. But if you know that there's still things that you're not doing currently that may be worth the shot, like it might actually turn out that it's worth it in the end. Like, I feel it's always good to give it everything you've got. And sometimes we can trick ourselves based on like how our brain like teaches us, like I guess guides us to like step away or, you know, get away from something quickly because maybe it's stressing us out or it's upsetting us. It's, you know, just whatever it might be. I feel like sometimes, you know, you've just got to be realistic with the reality. And the reality is that the grass is never greener. But what is green is like having no regrets in your intentions and your input. And also as well, like cherishing. I think that's such an overlooked thing when it comes to difficult times and when things are out of reach or things aren't going smoothly. People forget like what the little things and the things that did work, and they forget how important it is to cherish that and to, I guess, like in a way, like allow yourself to be vulnerable and allow yourself to attach your heart to these things, because otherwise like it will go and it will leave. And to be honest, like it's not just this thing or, you know, this person or this friend or this family member that, you know, this is going to happen with. This is a complete, you know, survival mode reaction that is like very normal. And most people would do it just because that's all they know. But how I guess people do have fulfillment and joy and continue doing things and having things is because there's great sacrifice and there's great resilience behind that. It's never going to be easy. And I think a lot of the time people feel like moving or changing is always the way to go. And don't get me wrong, I love change. But I also think like our world has become so hyper-focused on change, especially now. Growth, change, making things different. Like, people have genuinely very little that remains in life as well, which I feel like is causing so much mental health issues amongst young people, because it's almost like nothing really matters that much anymore. We're here to like try everything and just really detach when, you know, things aren't going right and give up really, really easily. And it doesn't mean we're weak. I think it's just as a society, like we're accepting to just not place enough importance on what is working. And I guess we're not really confronting the idea that like when you move on, you're going to face the same challenges, and it's going to be a life lived where this might suit some people. Everything is relatively temporary and new. And maybe some people haven't even really thought about that. But like having new things can still happen with some longstanding things that you cherish that are just part of your journey and part of what you live for. You know what I mean? And it's really hard to put yourself in that vulnerable position, because obviously if it doesn't work out, you know, you've kind of put yourself in a place where this is just like, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make this work and to, you know, go through the good, the bad, the ugly, the happy, the sad, the fun, the non-fun times to keep this in life. And that's a huge like commitment, and it's one that, you know, I guess is super difficult for a lot of people to really, I guess, like mentally digest. But on the other hand, it's then like, what if things, you know, they could get better, of course, like, and it's partly like what life is what you make it, and you can always change your mindset in the future. But then like, I guess you also got to think in a way that when you have something good, like, I do truly believe that like sometimes you just need to really be present and figure out like, is this actually really good? Like, is what I'm doing, what I have, what I've worked for toward up until now when things aren't working out as easily or aren't as ideal or aren't as suited to me anymore. But has it been a huge part of my life that I actually really want to cherish and want to continue improving and making great again, or even making better? And I think resilience also goes hand in hand with solution-focused thinking. Solution-focused thinking is something that obviously disables you from backing out of difficult times. And I think sometimes when we don't like to be confronted with responsibility and accountability, particularly if we did wrong or we messed up, I think that's probably the overriding thing and the consequences of dealing with the aftermath of when we do that. But sometimes you just got to be kind to yourself and realize that, like, yeah, I'm going to have to take a bit of shit for this because I did fuck up. But on the other hand, like, is this probably deserved? Yeah. And, you know, should I just, like, protect myself every single time, you know, I mess up and not accept that, like, I'm a human being, I've made a mistake, or the other person's made a mistake, and, you know, just seriously continue losing things and not being willing to get through them and lose everything that was actually really good, just because you weren't able to take that responsibility, accountability, and, you know, really cherish the good times and have a solution focused mindset to improve the situation moving forward. And I think, you know, this podcast probably will fly over a lot of people's heads, and I think ego and just obviously there are other issues that may impact the ability to be able to do this and handle it and be okay with it in your mind and your body. And that's fine. And that's you. And, you know, I'm not a doctor, so obviously I can't just give you solutions and answers and tips around that. And because this podcast obviously reaches a broad audience, like, everyone's got different cultures, belief systems, what's right and wrong, you know, mental health issues, etc. And that's why I'm not giving tips on what to do here. I'm just wanting you guys to think about this on a deeper level, because our whole lives now are just so fast paced and everyone's just so quick to just try something new, move on. And, like, it's almost like everything we set out to do these days isn't really going to matter in 5 years. And I don't know, like, I also see that, like, there's never been more, you know, mental health issues. And I'm not saying it's because of this specifically, but, you know, it's interesting because we don't have as much attachment and we are open up to so much more opportunity. And, you know, we've got way more contact with the whole world from our bedrooms. It's kind of like what we've got in front of us isn't as significant as it maybe once was. So obviously we're way more, like, we're broader as a whole species. And obviously there's pros and cons to that. And there's pros and cons to not having that, you know, access, because you do in some ways need it. But it also is important to realize, like, how we were as humans and what made humans feel safe and happy and connected to each other and connected to things they would get up and do every day. And it's because they were obviously more present. They had way less distractions and things that, you know, were in life weren't, there wasn't always as many options. And I think, like, part of being disciplined and accountable and responsible is that, like, you know, although you can continue going through life trying way more things than probably what you would have if you lived in a tribe years ago, but, you know, it doesn't mean that the happiness levels are actually going to improve because we have more options. It's happiness genuinely comes from, like, your devotion to things and your fulfillment and your joy, and also overcoming obstacles and challenges in all aspects of life. It's like life has become so different, and I'm so old school when it comes to certain things, because I just feel like looking at, like, my ancestors and just how grateful they were to just have each other, have, you know, a very normal life. And I'm not saying anyone should settle. It's a girl boss, do and make the world all yours, like, go for it. But at the same time, I think, like, the little things are what truly, the little things and the free things, and just your whole mentality around, obviously, all of this stuff is what builds up resilience and what gives us way more hope and more certainty in general. And I think we lack that as a whole these days. And I think people get confused because we've just got so much information out there, and really, like, we are able to solve a lot of things in our own little circles without having Google to ask all these random questions to, terrifying us if we're sick, terrifying us if we get in a fight with our friend, terrifying us if we get in a fight with our partner. And like, it suddenly has all these diagnoses that, like, this is wrong, this is dangerous, this is toxic, this is this is a bad business move, this is a risk. And then we're just flooded with doubt, and then we're going to go to the other end of the spectrum looking for change and growth and following all of that and living life to the max and, you know, all of this. And then it just minimizes the amount of meaning we've got, and therefore we just become less resilient because we don't have to be resilient anymore. We don't have to move through challenges like we used to. And I think, you know, just because all of these other things are available, and quitting isn't necessarily quitting, it can be redirecting, it can be framed in whatever way you want. But I also think it's really important to look at, like, your emotional connection to things you set out to do, and really thinking about, like, how important you want to make it, because it's so important to have things that are important to you that you just want to have in your life forever, that you want to love forever. And this is something that builds that character and builds that belief. It's because it's in your heart. And sometimes when you have a lot of people that have a lot of self-doubt and self-confidence issues and things like that, it can be for a number of reasons, and this is one of them. And I know that it's probably, like, very off my normal style of podcast, because usually it's all about go, go, go. But I think also to have that imbalance and to actually have fulfillment and meaning and being able to go into the world, like, with some sort of certainty around things and some sort of certainty about what you can promise to yourself and others, it's a high quality character trait, if that makes sense. And I think it's just so missing. It's so, like, brushed away. And obviously religion's pretty much really, it's way less important now. So we don't really have, like, things as a universally that really kind of keep us honed in on, like, how important simple things are. And I think, like, I wanted my podcast today to be a reminder about how certain people, like, how certain mind, I guess, like, how you can think about certain things. And this is obviously just my opinion, but I'm old school, like I said, in some ways. And I just believe that, you know, when I see so many people struggling with, like, giving up and quitting and trying to be positive and stuff, and I just think, like, how much of this do you put into practice? How much of what you really have do you really cherish? Like, and it's totally fine not to want to settle, and it's totally fine to be upset and to go through really hard times. And that, like I said in the beginning, just doesn't go away because you make a shift or you change something. It may get easier for a while, but you're going to hit a block later in life because that's just life. And it's going to probably feel the same or worse. And you can't escape the highs and the lows. And regardless of who you are, how much money you've got, who you're surrounded by, there's going to be certain things in life that are easier, and there's going to be certain things that are harder, and they're going to be different. But we all, as human beings, I believe, do balance out. It's just that all of our emotions and all of our hurt and our pain are just presented to us in different ways, and no one escapes it, basically. So honestly, when you feel like giving up and you're in a difficult situation and you don't really see the light at the end of the tunnel or why you're doing it, and you've forgotten all of this, maybe just try and think about and framing how important, you know, this should be or could be to you. And sometimes we're not going to feel it emotionally. Sometimes we can be tired or rattled, and it will feel like it's just too much for us to handle. But the fun thing about processes like this and being resilient is that when it's like you overcome those little hurdles, and sometimes they're big, and you make it really good, it becomes all those whys on pushing through and having a solution-focused mindset toward it, make it so worth it. You appreciate it more than ever. And you realize, like, I forgot how good this can be. I forgot how amazing this makes me feel. And I forgot, you know, all of this. And when you really work for that, I'm telling you, like, the pride, the fulfillment, the joy, just everything. It's an unbeatable feeling. And although change in the short term is really exciting, maybe scary, whatever it might be, and it may be good for a while, the more you continuously just leave behind things and keep starting new and new and new, it just over time, like, that feeling of pride and just having stuff close to your heart through your whole journey, through the highs and lows, it's like very minimal. It like detaches all the meaning, and like it's all empty trails. And I'm not saying that you need to figure it out now or anytime soon. I'm just saying that keeping that in mind, that really simple thing, can 100% lead to you being more resilient through different challenges and having a solution-focused mind and like learning how to not leave empty trails, so that all the work that you put into something actually amounts to something in the future, and that you're not always starting over. Because I know for a fact that no one wants to live a life where they're constantly seeking, like, just constantly seeking meaning, constantly seeking, you know, just like peace and fulfillment. And you don't get that from changing all the time. You don't get that from starting over on a new thing every time, because you just get a rise in dopamine, a little bit of excitement. And as soon as more hurdles hit and you try and try and try, it's like you've taught yourself to just move on and just get rid of it, get rid of the problem. And then, you know, in very short time frames, unless obviously you make changes and you decide to turn that around, you know, it's going to be empty trails for a really long time. Like, all this time, effort, work, money, everything that you put in for whatever period it might be, whether it be a month or 5 months or 2 years or 10 years, it doesn't matter. And I understand that some things do have to end and some things do need redirection. I get that. But as at the same token, it's so important to understand that, you know, it's not always later on down the track, you're still going to have and bump into the same problems. May you be better equipped to handle it? Yes. But also, I think weighing up the opportunity that, like, is standing with you today to make good of what you do have and grow in those areas and in what you do have and what you have built to now is also worth looking at. Because, yeah, starting all over and knowingly you're going to run into hurdles and things that may not be in the same perspective or the same exact issue, but will make you feel the same. And, you know, obviously just knowing that is so important, because I guess it just makes us think, like, well, later on I regret that, like, I didn't just handle it back then and kind of keep proceeding with that. And, you know, having that thing in your mind where I wonder where it would be now. I wonder how it would have went if I just had a more solution focused mindset in that situation. And I think that's honestly where you genuinely start to gain a lot more appreciation. And also, it's about letting certain things go. You really need to be aware that things might hurt for a while, and, you know, things may have really stressed you out and made you scared to do certain things or go down certain roads, but it is life. And like I said before, like, it's, you've got to have more buy-in and emotion to it working, and being completely truthful with yourself that it just takes time to regain the level of peace in your project or your friendships or your relationships or whatever it might be, to fully get it back and better. And that is progression, that is growth, and it also has meaning, and also has pride, and also just makes you feel like, wow, like, happy that you really tried and you really did everything you could in certain situations. And yeah, that's basically pretty much my short and sweet episode, because I don't want it to be too long. I just wanted to put it out because I thought there's probably a lot of people currently struggling in this and probably wondering what it takes, like what might be a good solution. Not saying that this is a solution. I'm just saying that it may be worth thinking about, and it may just be the trail of thought that you want to really explore. And if so, and you liked it and it helped you and it got things, it made you feel more hopeful about certain things in the future, and it maybe made you think about like how much meaning and how much of what you've started still remains today. And, you know, maybe you want to look at all of that and you want to think about, you know, how that makes you feel. And also, if you think that you've got the courage to really confront it, take accountability and responsibility and start to really lean in. I think it could be an amazing project, an amazing challenge. So please do leave me a comment on Apple Podcasts if you did like this. I hope you did. And if you want more episodes like this, do let me know. I'm happy to make them. I hope you all have a lovely Monday, and I will speak to you all next week.